How you doing? This is Mike from Mike's Random Thoughts. And this is just an off-the-top episode, really, touching bases on my thoughts on the situation between Israel and Palestine. And I got to be honest, my thoughts have been pretty much daily with Israel off and on, both because I know people that actually live there, as well as I'm aware of how big of a conflict this actually really is. And it's a much larger conflict than a regular tit for tat that a lot of people are chopping it up to. And I really got to say it's a faith thing, because centralized in Jerusalem where this conflict is, you have many different faiths all within one. In fact, you have three big faiths, basically, wall to wall. You have the Muslims on one section. You have the Jewish on one section, and you have the Christian district on one section. You have the Holy Wall right there. You have the Holy Mount right there. This is all sacred, both to Muslims, Christians, and Jews. On top of that, the Bible actually does predict a conflict between Palestine and Israel over the land. In fact, the holy building everybody keeps talking about that got lit on fire. If that gets toppled down, the Holy Mount, if that gets toppled down, then the Bible says that it will be rebuilt during the end times. That's why this is such a big deal. And I've been thinking about this vastly, and I'm not going to make this a religious segment, mainly because of the fact that I feel like too many people would actually tune out. But I cannot stress this enough. If you are not a believer, then what would it hurt you to actually grab the book and actually read Revelation currently? I don't think it would actually hurt you anything to actually read or to try to grasp why so many people are latching onto this situation. And if you're a lukewarm Christian, and if you are one, then you know exactly where I'm going with this. Maybe it's time that you revisited the Word of God as well. Because I'm telling you. Now, I'm not saying like the end of the world kind of thing. I know a lot of people would naturally assume that. I'm not saying the end of the world. I'm saying that this is a huge conflict and there's a lot of aspects to it at play here, because Palestine and Israel have been at conflict with each other for years. Okay. For centuries. This war is an ancient conflict. And granted, a lot of non-believers do not understand that, because there's a lot of people out there that's never read the Bible. So whenever they're hearing these people come out and stressing the conflict of what's going on between Israel and Palestine, they're not going to have any clue what they're referring to, because they've never picked up the Bible and actually read it. And if they have, they never really fully tried to understand it fully as a believer. And there is a difference. Like I said, I don't want to turn this into this episode and it's real easy for me to get into it. I'm trying to avoid that. Hold on. I got a little bit of cotton mouth, so you got to bear with me. So I got to ask, we're about 4 minutes in. Does anybody else have a problem with Rashida and the rest of the four making comments about how everybody should have Palestine's back? And if so, do you have a problem with it like I do? Israel has always been one of America's closest allies, as well as an ally of the rest of the world. So saying that, I find it appalling that we have representatives in D.C. saying that Israel are terrorists for defending their country from actual terrorists. We have clueless people running around DC, running around different cities, sporting events, waving Palestine flags, saying, kill the Jews, get out of Palestine's land, when it's not Palestine's land. That's what makes this more of an ancient conflict, more than just tick for tack, like I said earlier. It's much more complex than just a regular off-the-top war subject. It's a lot more complex on a lot more levels, because I'm only touching on Judaism and Islam. I haven't even got into the whole true Bible Christian aspect yet, if I wanted to. I'm just trying to stress the importance between our representatives turning against Israel while they're getting bombed at with rockets. I've seen children, like footage of children running for bomb shelters and scrambling. Fathers, both Muslim and Jews and Christians, grabbing their kids and throwing themselves on the dirt because they're hearing the sirens go off. There's footage of them lighting synagogues on fire and burning everything inside. There's footage of them running around in the streets saying, kill the Jews, kill them all, burn it all down. Now you have Hamas's leader that recently came out with a statement and told everybody, all Palestine people, literally told them all. It only cost, what do you say, five? I don't remember the language actually directly for the dollar currency, but like basically low value knife, he said, and sharpen it well and go behead some Jews and Christians and the New Age believers. So that's right. If you're a New Age witch or Satanist, vampire, whatever, you're on that list along with Christians and Jews to get beheaded at the hands of Hamas leader as of today, earlier today, when he literally let out that order. What makes this even more ironic to me and even more scary at the same time is in America. I'm sorry to get off. It's not really getting off subject because I had a plan to get there. I'm just jumping ahead a little bit to prove a point. In America, just the other day, a protester for BLM was yelling at an independent journalist, an up-and-coming independent journalist. I would say he has a pretty large following, but, you know, he's building. But anyways, and said, you're just mad because black people don't like you, and I can't wait. And he said, can't wait for what? And they said, can't wait for black people to be able to start lynching white people. So the correlation between go behead all of these people from a Muslim extremist, right, and a domestic terrorist organization who strongly does follow, there is quite a bit of people that follow the Brotherhood of Islam that's part of the BLM movement. At the same time, talk about lynching white people. I mean, the correlation between it is kind of ironic if you ask me, is my point. What I'm saying is people are absolutely losing their minds out there, and it's getting worse every single day. Now, I do understand what everybody is saying. A lot of people there out there are saying, don't watch too much of it, don't talk about it too much. And they're right. You shouldn't like constantly be in it. But I can't stress enough to reshare stuff. To comment on something. And I don't, you know what I mean? To the average person that's just a regular poster, honestly, I would say no, go crazy with it. Just do like one or two a day or something if you notice something. But what I'm saying is get the word going about different stuff so people actually have all sides of the argument. Because I'm telling you right now, it's not Palestine's land. It's actually Israel's land. And it's all started over evictions, actually, over COVID. That's how this whole thing got blew out of proportion once again. But when you know how old of a war this actually is, and the cause of the war being a religious war, then it shouldn't be that surprising, really, that it didn't take much to offset and a trigger whenever they started doing these evictions. They just basically say Palestine. And now you have D.C. representatives coming out and having Palestine's back, saying, go out and help them. Especially AOC. But go figure. I wasn't even going to really go into her, but let's be frank. AOC's completely lost her mind, but she lost her mind a long time ago. Hold on. And then you got China Joe Biden came out because, like I said, Israel has been a longtime defender and ally of America. So you got China Joe Biden coming out and saying how big of a concern he has over this whole issue. But what I'm wondering is, how come nothing has been done to the Democratic representatives that have openly came out to the public saying the stuff that they've said about Palestine and Israel, calling Israel terrorist? How come nothing's been done about that? It's China Joe wants to say, we in America understand and has Israel's back, but yet nothing is being done about those representatives calling Israel terrorist. But hey, then again, nothing was actually done about those representatives saying go out and terrorize American cities either, right? So I guess it's just okay as far as the political career politicians concerned. Or at least that's what it's starting to feel like. But again, he does have to say something. I expected him to say something. I just didn't expect it to go off the way it did. And saying that Israel is sending out tanks on the border. They already had tanks on the border of Palestine earlier today, actually. They had tanks already out there, strategically placed. So they're ready to go to war with Palestine. And most likely they're going to go to war with Iran as well. Now, you have China Joe Biden. I have a feeling this is going to hurt his family's back pocket, their wallets a little bit, don't you? With all those overseas oil deals and stuff that they've been working out for a long time. A lot of career politicians have their hands in the Middle East, especially through independent military contracts and stuff, charity programs and such. A lot of them are making money illegally and legally. Both ways, that's no secret. But I'm wondering how, if this plays out, how this is going to affect his family's business. And how is he going to react as commander-in-chief to that? Because he does have, or did have, I know that his family has business ties to different countries, especially over in the Middle East. A lot of Democratic representatives do. And a lot of Republican ones do. A lot of those rhinos you keep hearing about. Like the ones that came out and said, if the Republican Party doesn't stop Trump, then they're going to form their own little party. Well, I say go ahead and go form your own little party. What's it going to hurt you? You know, honestly, majority of Americans are not going to side with you. Majority of Americans are done with career politicians. I think the ones that kind of lashed out on China Joe Biden and Fall Guy / China Joe Biden and Harris, I think they knew that. And I think that right now they realize they actually messed up by voting for him. And I think a lot of them are actually having a hard time comprehending this. And I think that the only ones that are still really upset over a lot of other issues are the hardcore extremists. There's an old saying, the greasy wheel gets the, I don't even know. I don't remember it. You know what? I don't remember it. It is what it is. But anyways, the loudest ones right now appear to be gaining, but they're actually losing. 2022 is going to be an exciting year. So is 2024. The reason why I'm saying this is the Democratic ran zones. If you think about it, the cities out there, their mayors are desperate for police help, for police funding to get control of their cities because Antifa and BLM have utterly just destroyed their cities. They are terrorizing it every single day still. I'm not saying I'm going to cover them or anything like that. I'm just saying they are out there doing stupid stuff as they always have. If you're in those areas, you know what I'm talking about. So their politicians that run these cities are actually starting to get desperate. They realize they messed up. They realize people are leaving their districts in mass numbers as soon as they can. They also realize that the only people they have left are the extremists. You get what I'm saying? Whenever that's done, people are trying to figure out how to get out of those areas. Most of the people that I've actually talked to, with the exception of maybe two or three, actually never want to go back to where they're from because of the state leadership. What I'm saying is there's a vast number out there of Democratic Party dropout rates. Now, granted, these people are not joining the Republican Party. They're voting independently. This can actually go into favor of the Republican Party in 2022. It really can. This can actually go in their favor. So keep all of this in mind. And if we can get a good portion of people through the election period of 2022, as far as conservative or people favoring conservative ideas that are from the people that's actually running, there might be actually a chance to lay out some groundwork to actually stop the bills that the Democratic Party has actually tried to put in, which will make it easier for anybody that's running in 2024 underneath the conservative ticket, whether that be Republican Party or some other party such as the Patriot Party or the whatever party, whether that be whatever has you. It can definitely play in favor, and we can definitely get somebody in there in leadership that could fix all these bills that they try to pass. I would actually recommend that whoever does get elected in after China Joe Biden, I would suggest they do what China Joe did and actually just have a big stack of bills right in front of them and just redo everything that Biden and Obama did. Biden and Obama. And the reason why I'm saying that is we all know that this presidency is the China Joe Harris Obama administration, and just go in and effectively make a big deal about it with this fancy pen and just redo all the bills just like Joe did. That's what I would do if I was them. But hey, I could be like that sometimes, you know? But like I said, this isn't off the top. This isn't research material. This is just me going over the news, just off the top of the head from and aspects of it. So I'm going to go back to Israel now here. Keep your eyes on Israel. Keep your eyes on Germany. Keep your eyes on Russia. Keep your eyes on Iraq, Iran, Palestine, Syria, and Germany. Keep your eyes on all of them really closely. Because right now there's a lot of conflict going on that's not being reported about. There has been a lot of conflict in international waters between China and Russia and the U.S. and Iran and I believe even China. So there's a lot of stuff going on out there on top of it. So it's not just all Hollywood and race, 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 race. Like everybody wants to make it about race all the time, but there's so much more than race going on, such as an ancient war that's been restarted. And yeah, I can say that if you know history and you know the Bible, this is actually an ancient war that has been restarted now in a modern way. History repeating itself in a modern way is exactly what you're seeing currently going on in Israel with Hamas and Palestine and Iran. That's literally what you're seeing. It's just being played out in a modern way. That's why earlier I said if you're not a believer or a believer, it couldn't hurt to pick up a Bible and actually read it once in a while, in my opinion. But that's just me. because this is an ancient war that's been restarted. Take it or leave it for there. And on top of that, you have other countries too, like North Korea. Nobody's talked about North Korea in a while. What's going on with them? That's what I've been wondering, because nobody's really going on about them. But then again, majority of America has been only talking about Trump and race and race and race. You know, everything's racist. So, which brings me to the last part real quick. How do you guys feel about the CRT training going on in public schools? And what I'm referring to is the racial training program that some schools are trying to get put in. For instance, there is a state representative that actually resigned in my state, I think yesterday, because our governor flat out refused to put it in our curriculum, which as an Oklahoma resident, I'm happy that they did. I wish more districts would actually do the same thing. Racial programming should not be put into our curriculum in the education system. If you want to have it in college as an elective, fine. Have it in college. At least then they could possibly actually comprehend the BS that you're trying to spill out. I think that's the reason why they're trying to do it in public schools. They don't want to do it at the college level. They want to start working on them at a young age. They want to get all of that hatred and all of that reverse racism and all that ideology into them at a real young age. They want to get in there nice and fresh. That way, by the time they're in high school, they're ready to get in uniform and be full Waffen SS marching fools. That's literally what Hitler did. That's literally what Stalin did. And that's literally what China is currently doing. So I think that everybody should be looking at all of these perceptives. How is this stuff going on? How is it even being allowed? As an adult, you could comprehend the stuff that they're trying to peddle. But as a child, they're very influential on their minds. And I'm surprised mental health professionals haven't stepped in more to actually stop it. But then again, no, I'm not, because going over, like I said, multiple times, Antifa and BLM arrest records, you actually see a lot of mental health professionals within those protest arrests. So maybe that's why. I don't know. But Marxist, socialist, racist propaganda should not be put into our youth, period. That brings me to the other thing. So I also seen, sorry about that, guys, dealing with allergies and everything. But so I actually seen a state employee was giving racial training in a career for the parks, for a state position in the parks. And it got into talking about police officers, and wouldn't you know it, the reverse Marxist socialist propaganda started spewing out when she started referring to cops as Nazis and giving examples. My friends, this is exactly what Hitler did. This is exactly what Stalin did. Numerous other dictators did. To brainwash the masses. They have to start at a young age. They start at a young age. That way, that young age can graduate into it and go farther, right? And then they're going to go with another generation. They need two generations trained like that before they can actually move forward with their actual plan. That's what they're trying to do through the public education. We have to put a stop to it. Otherwise, it's going to get real out of hand. And that's why I'm hoping for that red wave I was talking about in 2022 and 2024. I know I've been kind of just rambling on here. That's the thing about the off the tops. You never know how they're going to go with me. Tonight, I'm actually really tired, and I did medicate before I came on, so I'm not going to be doing this for this much more longer tonight. But however, I did want to jump on here and say all that real quick. I want to say my thoughts and prayers are with Israel. I stand with Israel. Full-heartedly, I stand with Israel with no question about it. And I think that everybody else should as well. I will always side with the just over the evil. And Muslim extremist terrorists, I will never side with. And first off, if you really want to get technical, jihad is not really true Islam. It is corrupted Islam. It's kind of like what Aryans did with the Christians and what Hitler did with the Germans. He took their beliefs and he twisted it around. That's what they did with those Muslims extremists. I'm not going to get into it right now. I believe I already have a podcast on Islam on this channel already that I did a couple years back. But however, I just wanted to throw that out there real quick too. So no, I'm not going to stand with evil. I'm not going to stand with terrorists. Just like I won't stand with BLM. I won't stand with Antifa. I won't stand with the Black Panthers. I will not stand with any group like that. Period. Point blank. If they're marching for Marxism, socialism, communism, racism, separatism, segregation, anti-God, anti-freedom, anti-freedom of speech, everything anti-American, then no, I'm not going to side with them. And that's that. So I think I'm going to go ahead and end it there. But again, keep your eyes on those countries that I mentioned, because I have a feeling a lot of things are going to start happening with them. Once again, this has been Mike for Mike's Random Thoughts. Peace, love, and good vibes, everybody. Everybody have a good night. Next time I'm on here, hopefully I'll actually have a little bit longer of an episode, a full episode. This is just really just a quick pop-up. I realize that it's been about 2 weeks since I put out any new material on my channel and on my podcast. And I wanted my listeners to know that I'm actually paying attention to what's going on. I didn't have that much time to go in that much detail in any one area. I can only had enough time to quickly jump in to multiple areas really quickly. If I went into each area into a lot of detail, this episode would have probably turned into about 2 hours. And that's why I chose to do it the way I did. I did it just really quickly, just bam, 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 touching up here and there. Because like I said, I didn't have time to go into each area. That will be for future episodes. However, expect another, like, you know, off the top and another new episode coming your way. Like I said, I know it's been a minute and I just wanted to reach out to my listeners. Thank you for being patient. The new subscribers, I see you. Just know I do comment back when you guys comment on my different videos. And here pretty soon I'll be doing an announcement officially on my channel about some things that are going to be changing. And I view them as very positive and actually good changes that is coming for the show. So you guys have that to look forward to. And I don't want to ruin the surprise. You know me, I'm tempted to do it, but dang it, I'm just not going to do it this time. However, peace, love, and good vibes. Stay tuned for another episode coming your way. Like I said, pray for Palestine, pray for Israel. Pray for Israel and stand with Israel. And I can honestly, you know what? I can honestly say, yeah, pray for the victims over there as well, because war is hell. Nobody wants war. Let me throw that out there, because I know I just kind of messed up there and I know how people are, so let me throw that out there. You can pray for the victims over there, because there are victims on both sides. However, saying that, even though there's victims on both sides, I'm still going to stand with Israel. That's still not going to change. But again, this is getting longer than what I wanted. I wish I had time to touch up on every single area of what I was talking about. I know I probably should have made this a little bit longer. Expect more coming out on each thing that I actually said. If you haven't already done it, follow Mike's Random Thoughts Facebook page. Follow my Twitter. I'm actually fairly active on Twitter now, although I'm new to it, so I'm still learning how to navigate it. Follow my Twitter account and my Instagram. But definitely follow my Facebook, Mike's Random Thoughts page. Because that's where you're going to catch me the most active at. Because that's where I'm posting. I reblog different articles. And you can see, like, my thought process on it and everything. So, at any rate, peace, love, and good vibes, everybody. This has been Mike. Have a good one.